Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Golden State Warriors, Golden State of Mind podcast. We wanted to cover a kind of fun topic today. This week at SB Nation is Jersey Theme Week. All of our sites, all of our team sites are doing posts, articles, podcasts, whatever, on jerseys from their teams. And so, with obviously the season being suspended due to the coronavirus and the Warriors season likely over, as Steve Kerr talked about earlier this week, seemed like an especially good time for the Warriors to dig into some stuff that isn't basketball, because we're not going to have basketball for a while, and we're certainly not going to have Warriors basketball for a while. So here we are talking about jerseys. I suspect that most Warriors fans have a story or two about owning a Warriors jersey. Perhaps one that they got early on in their fandom or early on in their youth. I didn't get a Warriors jersey until pretty far into my fandom. When I was a kid, even though I was a Warriors fan, I did not have any Warriors jerseys. Partially because I didn't really connect with many of the players on those 90s teams the way I'm sure a lot of you did, and partially because I just liked the NBA so much at large that I kind of had attachments to other players, even though the Warriors were my team. I had a lot of jerseys as a kid that were hand-me-downs from friends who were older than I was and grew out of their jerseys. So I distinctly remember having a Charles Barkley Phoenix Suns jersey, a Sean Kemp Supersonics jersey, and one of those really great black pinstripe Orlando Magic jerseys that now I can't remember if it was Shaq or Penny, but one of those two, I'm pretty sure it was Shaq. And I had some other jersey in there. I distinctly remember having four, and they were pretty much all I wore when I was a really little kid until I got a Michael Jordan jersey. Of course, the road red Chicago Bulls Michael Jordan jersey, and that was pretty much the only thing I wore for a few years. Then as my Warriors fandom developed and I realized I wanted a Warriors jersey, it was also when I realized how ridiculously expensive most NBA jerseys are. I really wanted a Jason Richardson jersey, which I never actually got. One of these days I'm going to have to get one. Throwback one like Steph Curry was wearing last year to Oracle Arena. And I always wanted a Baron Davis jersey as well, but that never happened. So the first Warriors jersey I owned is actually a highly embarrassing story amongst Warriors fans. Was in 2007. I was a high schooler. Me and my best friend, who was a Warriors fan as well, went to a game in January of 2007, shortly after the Warriors had made that big trade where they traded Troy Murphy, Mike Dunleavy Jr., Ike Diagu, and I think there were some other pieces in there for Steven Jackson and Al Harrington, and a few other pieces as well. So we went to that game, or we went to a game shortly after that trade because we wanted to see the new players. They did not disappoint, as I distinctly remember Steven Jackson getting into a tirade with the refs, getting ejected. I think he threw his mouthpiece. Nice precursor for Steph Curry there. I kind of remember him getting like pulled off of the court by his teammates. He was very unhappy. And we were, of course, thrilled. But we were broke high school kids who had bought, you know, $8 nosebleed tickets at Oracle Arena and driven a few hours to Oakland to go to the game. So we didn't really have the money to spend on, you know, a Steven Jackson jersey, which I certainly would have loved. But what we did have was the jerseys from the players who had been traded were still being sold in the stores on the concourse, just for an extremely small amount of money, because they were unpopular players who were no longer on the team. But this was there had been a few games since the trade, so most of the supply had dwindled a little bit. There weren't many jerseys remaining to buy. So what I ended up with was a Mike Dunleavy Jr. throwback jersey, one of the ones with the yellow with the cable car on it. It was triple XL. I weighed 140 pounds soaking wet. And I got it for $9. And that was my first Warriors jersey. I wore it a few times and it fit like a flowy dress. You could have fit four of me in it and it came down to about my knees. And I had not, like most Warriors fans, had not particularly been a Mike Dunleavy Jr. fan, even though I had been a Duke fan at the time. And I still loved it because it was a Warriors jersey. I hung it in my closet. I looked at it all the time, just kind of the front, because it was beautiful. You know, it was the throwback jerseys. I loved the look of them. As long as I just kind of looked at it in my closet from the front and didn't see that it was Mike Dunleavy Jr., didn't have to try to wear it and confront the fact that it didn't fit me at all. And so I loved it. My buddy did a little bit better. He ended up with just the normal, clean, now just very classic white Warriors jersey of Ike Diagu. Also for $9, I believe. And actually fit him. So he made out a little bit better than I did there. Anyway, that was my first Warriors jersey. And actually, now that I think of it, that was my last Warriors jersey. I've never been a huge purchaser of jerseys other than when I was a kid and, you know, would get them handed down. I think jerseys are one of the coolest things, but they are very expensive. One of these days, I would like to start collecting some older Warriors jerseys, particularly like a rookie year Steph Curry jersey or Klay Thompson jersey. I think those would be fun to have. And no, I do not have that Mike Dunleavy jersey anymore. It has long since been passed on to someone who hopefully has happier memories of Mike Dunleavy Jr. and a larger body to fill it up. So that's the story of my first Warriors jersey. Hopefully yours is happier. We'll be back later this week with a more basketball-centric podcast, everyone. Thank you for listening.